You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter, Ian Brown. Ian, the Red Sox are flagging once again. They are 22-29, which by my count is the second worst record in the American League. Their minus 48 run differential is worst in the American League. And we're now a third of the way through the season. How close are we to maybe beginning to think that those of us who are really high on this team might have just been wrong?
We're getting pretty close, Matthew. I mean, this is a homestand where the Red Sox really need to just rip off a bunch of wins here to just show people that, you know, this team should be kept together. Because if they don't, you know, Ben Cherington is going to have to do something drastic. Ownership is going to have to do something drastic. The Red Sox are not about to sit there as an organization and watch their team finish in last place for the third time in the last 4 years. There's a lot of disenchantment here from the fan base to the media to the clubhouse to the front office to ownership everywhere. There's just a lot of misery going on in Boston right now. So, yeah, this is kind of put up or shut up for these Red Sox right now.
What is the front office's take? I mean, there are two different ways to look at this, and a lot of weird things can happen even in 50 games. There have been excellent teams that had a bad 50-game stretch. So when the front office looks at this club, what do they see?
You know, I think the front office right now is just a little baffled that, they generally expect that veteran players are going to live up to their track record, and they just haven't seen that almost across the board. You look up and down that Red Sox lineup, and who really has, the statistics right now that you expected. You know, I could cite Dustin Pedroia as one guy who's pretty much having the season you'd expect. But, you know, aside from that, you really don't see a lot of guys that are doing what you expected. There's obviously been a couple things that were unforeseen. You didn't expect them to lose both their projected catchers. You know, Ryan Hennigan hopefully will be back around the All-Star break. Pitching has been up and down, certainly. Not quite as good as they expected, although it's been better lately, and now you have Eduardo Rodriguez, who's hopefully going to lift that. But they're just confused about why guys aren't producing up to their expected level of performance, and they're trying to figure out why.
We'll talk about the pitching in a bit, but you know, one of the things about this offense that I think we talked about in the offseason in the spring was it was reminiscent, at least on paper, of the 13 offense in that there were just so many options, and it seemed like the one thing that would be really hard to figure would be that it wouldn't work because they just had so many guys that could kind of keep throwing at it. And, well, if that doesn't work, then they got this. If that doesn't work, they got this. And this is a very long setup for what's a pretty simple question. Are there still alternatives? Are there still options within the organization that they can throw at this problem and try and make the offense more productive, or have they pretty much exhausted all the realistic in-house options?
Yeah, you look at a guy like, Alan Craig, and I know he was taken off the 40-man roster and all that, so the Red Sox just trying to protect themselves. But, you can't write off him forever and just think this guy is never going to be a good player again. So he's a guy that certainly he's down at Pawtucket. He's had some good results lately. If he's a guy, if he could ever get back on track, that's an option who could lift their offense a little bit. Daniel Nava had the same type of start last year and then wound up having a pretty decent season. So he's another guy who, he can't be as bad as he's playing right now. So they're just hoping that some of these options that they had when the season started, they're hoping some of these guys can just, round back into form.
On the pitching side, we've talked a good bit about, one major internal option, which is Eduardo Rodriguez, and he was pretty dazzling in his debut. First of all, just from sort of a scouting perspective, seeing him with your own eyes, was he what you expected, or was he maybe more than you thought you might see in a first big league start?
Yeah, I think he was pretty impressive. You never know quite what to expect when a guy makes his first major league start, whether the nerves are going to get to him or whatever. But he was just fearless out there and, pinpoint control, really, and everything you could have hoped for. Now, you'll see him again this week to see, if he can do it again. But certainly they have room in the rotation for a guy like that. The Red Sox not just need – they didn't just need results. They needed kind of a shot in the arm in terms of just somebody who brought a little, you know, energy to the team, sort of a new guy to come in there. And, you know, unfortunately, he pitched that game, and they lost the next three games, which wasn't what they were looking for. So they're hoping that he can pitch again well this week, and then they can kind of maybe feed off that a little bit, and something can become contagious, because it just seems that nothing has stuck on this Red Sox team. They'll play a couple good games in a row and then lose four or five in a row.
When we talked before Rodriguez's start, it seemed like the idea was he'd get one, go back down, and they would just sort of resume the way things were. Was it as simple as he was so good that they couldn't not give him another?
Yeah, exactly. When somebody pitches that well and the Red Sox are where they are in the standings, you sort of owe it to yourselves as an organization to say, okay, is this guy ready right now? And I think it also, you know, Matthew, creates a little competition within the organization and within that rotation. You saw Joe Kelly turn in a better game the other day. So maybe some of these guys, just a natural competitor in them, you know, these guys don't want to give up their spot either. So when you have Rodriguez lurking, maybe it, you know, puts some of the other guys on edge and gets some better performance out of those guys too.
Meanwhile, Justin Masterson goes on a minor league rehab start and gets five outs and allows five base runners, more walks and strikeouts. Some of the same kind of ugly stuff we've been seeing. I realize the only thing worse than scouting the stats in the major leagues is scouting the stats in a minor league rehab assignment. So was there any reason to think that was better than it looked, or was that pretty much bad news?
Yeah, I think that was bad news. They were really hopeful that he would come out and be sharp. And, you know, I guess we'll see him again here in a few days. But, you know, this is a guy who's certainly on a tight leash. He's not on a contract that makes it hard to cut him loose. I mean, he signed a one-year deal. They were really hoping that he could give them a good year, but if it's pretty apparent, you know, the next couple of weeks, that's not going to happen. You know, they simply, you know, maybe they make him a long man for a while or a middle man or something like that, or maybe they just simply part ways and say, okay, you know, we thought this guy could come back from an injury-plagued season last year, and it just didn't work. So I think the next couple of weeks are going to be very telling on Justin Masterson, you know, how much longer he's going to last here with the Red Sox.
And within this same mix, there's Steven Wright, who's pitched pretty well. He's pitched better than a lot of the other guys in the rotation. Is he in there for a while? Is this maybe a Rodriguez Wright competition as they shape up the rotation beyond the guys who seem to be safe in Buchholz, Miley, and Porcello? How do those back spots kind of shake down? We talked about a couple of them, but how do those pieces fit together?
Yeah, I mean, I think Rodriguez clearly has the best upside here. So if he looks like he's ready to go on a run, I think he stays in that rotation. If you have an excess, you know, Steven Wright is just the perfect sort of swing man. You know, he can go with the knuckleball. He can go from the bullpen. He can start. He can pitch in Pawtucket and provide depth down there. He still has options. So I think that Wright is more of the depth guy right now, and Rodriguez has more of the inside track to really stick in this rotation for a while.
So is this an option? We were talking more about Rodriguez as an option maybe in July. We're now at a point where he can sort of make it so that as long as he keeps pitching well in the big leagues, he keeps pitching in the big leagues?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the way the season's gone for the Red Sox, ideally they would have waited till around July, but, you know, they just don't have that luxury right now. So if this guy looks like he's ready to go, you know, they're not going to hold him back. And his next start will be really telling to see, you know, where they go with him going forward. But, you know, right now I sort of expect that, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez will be here in Boston for a while, and they'll figure out the rest of the rotation from there.
What do you think is most likely? I mean, do you think that the most likely thing is that it's Kelly and Rodriguez going forward, or do you think that they may make a move with Kelly as well? I mean, again, tell me if I'm wrong. It seems like there are three guys who, as long as they don't completely blow up, are in pretty good shape, and two spots where it's still kind of, we don't know.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Buchholz and Porcello and Miley, those three guys are going to be in your rotation here, probably for the rest of the year, barring injury or just a major, major drop in performance. And, you know, Joe Kelly had one pretty good outing, but, you know, he's kind of at the point where he's in Masterson's boat. He's got to really show them, you know, that he belongs in the rotation, that he can be consistent. You know, Joe Kelly, we've talked about this a number of times, but I really think that, you know, unlike Masterson, if it doesn't work for Kelly in the rotation, I think he could really give them a good weapon out of the bullpen, too, with the stuff he has. So I think that sort of leaving their options open on Kelly, they're giving him every opportunity right now to prove that he should be in that rotation. So I think they'd like to keep him in the rotation, but that's up to Joe Kelly and the way he performs here going forward.
All right, well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.